You're tuned in to Modern Jazz Today with Jeff Williams and Carrie Gaffney. Keeping that more music flowing, up next is Norah Jones. Her new single's called Running, and we're going to check it out. Let's dig in.
Tuned in and treating them ears to Modern Jazz Today, where we play the artists that are making the jazz of today. You can learn more about those artists, read exclusive interviews, and check out this week's playlist at www.modernjazztoday.com. Up next on the queue is Avishai Darash. From his new album, Andalusian Love Song, we are going to listen to Arriving Home.
Thank you.
This is your host, Jeff Williams, saying thank you for keeping it tuned to Modern Jazz Today. Up next on the queue is Dan Harris from his new album, Cold Turkey. We're going to listen to What the Funk. This is Modern Jazz Today, where we explore the artists that are making the jazz of today.
Up next is Adrian Chicot. The album's called Babyland, and we'll check into The Rooster in the Hot is Watching TV. Let's check it out.
Thank you.
Up next is saxophonist and vocalist Elena Mack. Off the album Fill Again, we'll take a listen to Hey Friend. Again, when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. To join the Great Backyard Bird Count, one of the biggest community science events of the year, you don't even need a backyard. You just need 15 minutes and an interest in birds. Over the course of 4 days in February, the Great Backyard Bird Count gathers heaps of info about birds all over the world and helps people connect with their local birds. If you're new to identifying birds, you can download the Merlin Bird ID app to help figure out which species you're encountering based on looks and sound. If you already recognize your neighborhood birds, you can use eBird to submit a list of every species you see or hear during the count. And you can submit as many checklists as you want during the event. It's a great opportunity to bring friends or family along with you to the backyard or a nearby park and help them have their first birding experience. You'll submit a shared checklist with all the species you observed as a group. The event begins tomorrow and ends on Monday. Learn more at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.